Our Father, we thank you tonight for a time like this. Thank you for gathering us together in a place like this, far away from all that we are used to. Thank you for that which is in your heart for us. You have been speaking to us in the course of this meeting. You have been bringing strong words to us, but words that make our hearts to tremble, to be afraid. But Lord, we are also confident because of the thoughts that you think towards us. He said, I am persuaded concerning you, though I speak like this to you. Hallelujah. He said, concerning the things that, you know, add unto salvation. And so, Lord, we believe that there is hope for us. That, Lord, you will cause our hearts to hear the words that you speak to us. You will cause us to respond in a way that will provoke mercy upon us. In a way that will provoke intervention upon us. You spoke to a man called Ahab, the wicked king. And Lord, he began to walk softly. And you spoke to your prophet and said, look at Ahab. Can you see how he is humbling himself? I am going to do something about it. You spoke to a man named Jonah. Jonah prophesied unto Nineveh, the capital of a wicked and a cruel nation. And they humbled themselves. And Lord, you repented. Our God, we pray tonight that your words will touch our hearts. That we might humble ourselves before you. That Lord, you might turn concerning us. Lord, you might have a change concerning us. Concerning the things that you have proposed to do. And so, Lord, we pray tonight that you will give strength to your word. You will give power to your word. That this word might penetrate our beings. It might penetrate us. That the light will shine in the darkness. The darkness will not be able to resist it. That the darkness will flee before the light. The darkness will be swallowed up by the light. That this sure word of prophecy will go for shining in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in our hearts. Father, we bless you. We ask for potency for your word tonight. That the seed might carry life. Lord, it might carry your principle, your seed. It might bring forth fruitfulness in this land. We bless you. We ask for utterance tonight. Seed for the sower, bread for the eater. Father, visit us, O God, and turn our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity. Brethren, I consider it an opportunity. Praise the name of the Lord. God gives his people opportunities. Praise the name of the Lord. Opportunities to take advantage of the mercy of God. Hallelujah. One of the things I've heard in this meeting is that we are in danger of missing it. You know, sometimes I feel that the people of God do not actually believe such things. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, at the time that John the Baptist came, he came as a forerunner to announce a new thing. But you see, he met a people who were very confident. Hallelujah. He said, we are Abraham's children. Praise the name of the Lord. We are Abraham's children. So all this time you're talking, we are not moved. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And John the Baptist told them, he said, look, if you are Abraham's children, bring forth fruits. Praise the name of the Lord. That even from these stones, that God can raise up children. Hallelujah. Now that's a very strong word. And God does not speak in vain. He meant it. Praise the name of the Lord. That God can raise up another generation to take the place of this generation. Believe me, brethren, A God came to a time with Israel and he said, Moses, stand aside. Let me wipe out. And believe me, brethren, one thing God does not do, he does not joke. That something that is not in God's vocabulary is what? Joke. We can't understand it because we are used to saying things as I didn't mean it. Are we together? So it makes it difficult for us to understand the personality of God. So we look at the word of God sometimes and we understand it from our words. Sometimes we speak words not meaning it. Sometimes we speak words for the occasion. You know, I was speaking with somebody, a pastor, somewhere outside Nigeria. You know, and he said that sometimes when they are, you know, he has a crusade or a meeting, a program, and there are big government functionaries. Do you understand the point? He has to tailor his words. He said, if you don't do it, you know, they won't call you again. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this is a pastor. He talks about congregation under him who are looking up to him to speak the word of the Lord to them. And he finds that he has to tailor his words. And he said, brethren, when a man begins to presume to speak for God, he told Ezekiel, hallelujah, don't look at their word now, their faces. Don't look at their faces. And brethren, let me tell you, particularly about end time brethren, we are the most difficult people to minister to. Praise the name of the Lord. We are the most difficult people to minister to. You know why? You see, when you get out with Pentecost, they have a lot of respect for their men of God. Do you understand the point? They believe. Somebody to look, oh, my pastor has said, and that's what? That's fine now. They believe that he's speaking for God. He's a man of God. You see, but we are saying that we are having a vision of the body of Christ. In other words, that it is Christ that is speaking through this person and through that person. But yet, we know men after what now? The flesh. It makes it difficult for you to receive the word that is spoken. You know, Paul was saying to the Thessalonians, he said, look, that I am glad for you. Thessalonians was a place where Paul delighted in his fruits. Praise the name of the Lord. And he said, I'm glad for you because when we came and we brought the word of God to you, we did not bring you with flattery or guile or a cloak for covetousness. Praise the name of the Lord. But I'm glad because when we spoke to you, you did not receive it as the word of man. Praise the name of the Lord. You received it as what? As God speaking. Now, until you can receive a word as God speaking to you, that word will be meaningless to you. It will not have the power to change your life. This is one of the major things that, you know, is stifling the growth and the maturing of the body. We must be able to discern who is speaking. The words of man can't help you. He said that the hour cometh and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of Man. And he said, they that hear shall live. If you can hear the voice of the Son of Man tonight, life will come to you. Something must certainly happen to you because the word of God does not come in vain. He says that as rain cometh down from heaven and the snow and never returns back, it must, he said, except it waters the earth, making the earth fruitful and bud. He says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of what? My mouth. Praise the name of the Lord. So you must always decide. Why I'm saying this is because during the time for Jamboree is over. Your life, your future, your safety, your intervention, your deliverance. You know, we're here this morning and we're getting information. There's bombing. In the north, in Jos, there was a particular church, Mountain of Fire. They were worshipping on Christmas Day, and boom! Hallelujah! And bodies all over the place. Are we together? Now, what will be the impact after church? I mean, church will end immediately, isn't it? Brother, I don't know if you understand me. What happens if somebody drops a bomb here? So now, what will happen? What do you think is going to happen? Hallelujah. Amen. I can assure you, the bomb may go off. Amen. Boom, it will go off. Amen. But I can assure you at the end of the day, 1,000 may fall at your right hand, 10,000 at your left hand, and you'll still be left standing. Amen. Why? Because of the word that you receive. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. You do not have any option with this word you are hearing.
You don't have any choice. Neither do I.
God is not going to do any magic. Hallelujah. He gives you what?
His word.
He will not do more than that. I can assure you. What else would God do? If he would do anything, how does he do it? God does all things by what? His word. What else would he do, brethren? Hallelujah. He gives us his word. Praise the name of the Lord. Your safety is in this word. Your deliverance is in this word. Your protection is in this word. Your salvation is in this word. Hallelujah. He said, how then shall we escape if we neglect such great salvation? Every time the word of God comes, it's an offer to you of salvation. You have a choice, you have a responsibility to decide what you want to do with it. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brethren, my prayer tonight is that God begins to work that change of mentality, that change of attitude. Now, I have a burden for the brethren who profess end time. When I came here, I was given a Bible study booklet by Austin Sparks. It's a man that I have a lot of respect for. Praise the name of the Lord. It's somebody I've read his works a lot, and I love him. But one thing, he said one thing there, that Christianity has become something that it was not originally. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and we were all born into that environment. And it's something that works in us. And if you're not careful, we begin to reproduce it again. Praise the name of the Lord. We begin to reproduce it again. And that is what we're in danger of. Praise the name of the Lord. And I believe that, brethren, God is speaking to us so that we might take heed. Amen. I believe that God has said it severally, carefully, that what you see, this gathering here, is just a visible thing, what we can see. It's a platform through which you and I can lay hold of what God is what is offering us. Praise the name of the Lord. It is nothing in itself. But if you make it something, it becomes something. That is what an idol is all about. I was going to talk, praise the name of the Lord. A wood, this book can become an idol. Do you know that? Anything can become an idol. You ask me how. You make it, I make it an idol. Praise the name of the Lord. When it becomes an idol, it has power. It can do strange things. Because you are giving it what? That power. You're giving it life. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 5. Hallelujah. Okay, let me just start from verse 1 and read down. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open the book, and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, hallelujah, and of the 4 beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. Praise the name of the Lord. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Verse 8. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and the four and twenty elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood
out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to share with us tonight a burden that has been in my heart in the recent past. I know when I just came back from Gabon, we had time to share on this. Praise the name of the Lord. And it has to do with the priesthood. Praise the name of the Lord. With an emphasis tonight that may be slightly different, but about the priesthood. Hallelujah. I believe that one of the things that God is speaking very strongly to this church, hallelujah, is about this matter of priesthood. Praise the name of the Lord. There was something that Chijoke mentioned yesterday or the day before yesterday when he was talking, you know, about the Sadducees. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And, you know, the Sadducees are known for two basic things. That they don't believe in angels or spirits. Hallelujah. They don't believe in the reality of the spirit world and its impact and influence upon this visible realm. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then secondly, they don't believe in the resurrection. We're going to find out what these things mean. But I believe, brethren, that it is time for the church, for the people of God, to understand, hallelujah, hallelujah, this matter of priesthood. What are we all about? You know, I sometimes sit down to think about this work, this move, this imagined church, this end time, kingdom, sonship, whatever we call it. And I said, God, what is this? What are we all about? Praise the name of the Lord. Because sometimes in our minds, somebody believes, oh, I was in so and so church. I left that church and I joined the brethren. You know, some people call us the brethren. I don't know if they call you that. They say the brethren. Praise the name of the Lord. And I joined the brethren. Hallelujah. And the person believes that he has, I don't know what he has done, but he is now part of what God is doing. Praise the name of the Lord. Some people believe we don't have a pastor. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We have elders. You know, that's what makes us different. Some others say, well, in our church, it's a free for all. You talk your own, I talk my own. That's what makes us, unique. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, you share your revelation, I share my own revelation. I'm just wondering, I say, God, you know, what are we all about? What is this thing? Praise the name of the Lord. And I believe that, brethren, the key to our entering into what God is packaging for us lies in our understanding what we are into. Because I look, today, we have an issue. Praise the name of the Lord. Recently, God began to speak to us about customs and traditions. You know, today we are talking about the apostolic vision. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and I'm just wondering, because it's an issue. You know, I've had brethren come and say, you people are, you know, pushing this thing. You are being, somebody said, I'm being sensational. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and we're being, there was a term that have been used. You want to get married and you have to go and pay dowry because you feel you owe an obligation. I was telling the brethren in Owerri, I said, when a people do not understand what redemption is, are you getting my point? Whether you call yourself end time or not is completely and grossly irrelevant. Devil does not respect terms. Are you getting my point? He respects law. He respects spiritual principles. He works on them. Are we together? Praise the name of God. He works on them. Now, believing brethren, when Christ sets you free, he sets you free from every obligation. You owe no man what? Nothing. Do you understand that? You owe no man what now? Nothing. But love. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes maybe we travel
And we come to, in Africa, it's a strong thing. You know, say, how can a man just come and take me just like that? And I'm asking her, I said, how much do you think you're worth? The Bible says your price is far above rubies. How much can be paid on you? How much did your husband pay? How much do you think you're worth? You want money to be given on your behalf. I'm just looking at it from a very simplistic perspective. God gave you a value that money cannot buy. And you want to reduce yourself to money. It doesn't make sense. Praise the name of the Lord. It does not make sense. What obligation do you owe when you have already been paid for? Hallelujah. Don't you understand that the Son has what? Set you free. You see, may God give us a revelation of the dimension of our redemption. He paid everything. Everything he has already paid.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Nobody can pay anything anymore. Praise the name of the Lord. And somebody feels he has to go and give. Now, brethren, may God help us. Because I found out that because we do not... Last year, we were talking about Jacob. When he left the house of Laban. You remember that story? Praise the name of the Lord. The lady was not confident. She went and took something for extra protection. And based on that, the father, I'm sure you know who your father was. Hallelujah. Came after her. Hallelujah. He said, you have something that belongs to me. Jacob said, I have nothing. But well, this is my house. Search my house. And we tried to establish that principle there, that the enemy has a right based on the terms to search the house. Do you understand that? Hallelujah. And he said, any man with you who find any of your property, let him what? Die. And the man actually went in and searched the house. If you take that which is his, he comes for what? For it. Praise the name of the Lord. So don't touch anything that belongs to him. Don't touch anything that what? Belongs to him. Most of us in our minds have not appreciated what issue of priesthood. By the way, who is what now? A priest. Praise the name of the Lord. Here we see these four living creatures and the 24 elders bowing down. Hallelujah. And say you are worthy. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, for you have what? Redeemed us out of every kindred, out of every tribe, out of every nation. And you have made us kings and priests unto our God. Now let's say this. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 5 and see. Let's start with that. Praise the name of God. I'm sure Bishop has taught severally on this issue of priesthood. But let's consider one or two things there. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 5. Praise the name of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 5. Amen. Are we there? It says, for every high priest, hallelujah, taken from among men, is ordained for men in things pertaining to God. Hallelujah. That he may offer what? Both gifts and what? Sacrifices for sins. Praise the name of the Lord. Now I will stop here. I will continue. But let me just deal with this first point. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. A priest, I'm going to try to define him later, is taken from where? Among men. Now believe me, until you are separated from men, you cannot be a priest. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That the first thing about priesthood is that the man is what? Seeking out. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You are what? Taken out from men. When you are separated, you will come out from among them. Hallelujah. You are no longer what? Part of them. You are separated. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. A priest. Your priesthood starts with when you are what? Separated. You are disconnected. You are loosed. Praise the name of the Lord. Somewhere it said, you have redeemed us from the earth. Said, these ones were redeemed from the earth. 2 days ago, Chijoke was talking about the earth. Said that this earth is what? Cursed. How many people know that? The earth is what? Cursed. Anything that comes from the earth is what? Cursed. It is unacceptable. The first man who brought the fruit of the earth found out to his disappointment that God will not accept it. And he will still not accept it today. So that which has its origin and its root in the earth will never be acceptable to God. If I come today and I'm speaking, you know, there are voices that come from the earth and there are voices that come from the heaven. That which has its root in the earth, will never be what? Acceptable to God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Because the earth is what? Is cursed. The first man is of the earth. Such are you. Praise the name of the Lord. But the second man is the Lord from where? From heaven. All who are of the second man, they come from the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? Until you come to a point when you stop thinking. I found out that Christians can talk in time, blow revelation, until they want to get married. Are you getting my point? You can preach from the mysteries of the seven lampstands. Uh-huh. Now, when you want to marry, you now realize that you are from Opobo. Do you understand the point? You talk the mystery of you everything, when you now realize that you are from Opobo. That is how it is what? It is done. The priests in Opobo will laugh. They know they are waiting for you. Yes. Hallelujah. So blow all the revelation. When it comes, you will do what? You will settle us. Brethren, the devil has a claim on all humanity. Hello? Even as I'm talking to you, he's still making that claim. Are we together? So he's saying clearly that before you can exercise anything in this realm, you must recognize who? Me. If you don't recognize me, you cannot marry. If you don't recognize me, you cannot have children. You cannot prosper. You can do nothing. You must recognize my government. And he has gone. The kingdom of the enemy is this world that you know. He has entwined himself into the fabrics of your customs, your tradition. Do you understand the point? And he has so put the same way that God, when he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, he fashioned a system of life that the children of Israel could not escape him. Up to when they go to toilet. Yes. He told them, when you go, take a paddle. Do you understand that? God governed everything about their lives. The same way the devil has put himself into the fabrics of your nativity. So there is no way you can live that life without serving him. You want to marry? In my village, there are some days you cannot marry. You know that. You cannot bury on some particular days. You understand the point? When you have a child, there are some things you have to bring. If it's a male, you bring a male, a cock. A female, you bring a fowl. If it's a male, about 3 tubers of yam. And about 4 kola nuts, you know, all those things. Praise the name of the Lord. What is he doing? It's a simple thing. Who will you obey? You understand the point? That is the issue. Who will you obey? Who will you worship? Praise the name of the Lord. Who will you worship? And people feel that we can call ourselves end time, do these things, And then when the crunch comes, hallelujah, then we go and serve these things. You cannot be what? A priest. Praise the name of the Lord. You cannot be what? A priest. A priest is taken from among men. When the high priest is taken, he's no longer part of them. You will notice it that he says, even when your father is being buried, you cannot what? You can't go. You can't go. And brethren, I want to, let me just look at this a little. Why? Who is this priest? Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible tells us that a priest is like an intermediary. Praise the name of the Lord. A connection between man and who? And God. Or man and spirits. Praise the name of the Lord. He is the link. He is the connection. That's who a priest is. And he offers gifts and what? Sacrifices for men. On behalf of men unto God. Now, why do we need a priest? Praise the name of the Lord. The answer was quite obvious. When man sinned and man fell, God separated from man. Do you understand that? Man was lost. He couldn't find God anymore. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He didn't know the way to God. He could not locate God because God separated himself from man. Secondly, man became defiled. Do you understand that? Man now had a nature that could no longer do what? Approach God. Hallelujah. It was a nature that was defiled, unclean, unholy. And God was what? Holy. So there was no meeting point anymore. Thirdly, there was enmity. Do you understand that, brethren? Man and God became what? Enemies. See, the natural mind, the carnal mind is what? Enmity against God. It cannot obey the laws of God. It does not even want to. He cannot. The nature of man became a nature of rebellion. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so there was no meeting point. And God had to begin to look for a priest. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So that through the priest, you know what happens? The man who sins brings the lamb, hallelujah, and goes to the priest. Do you understand that? He couldn't touch God. He could only touch who? The priest. The priest will now take the offering and do what? And connect him to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So a priest is one who connects this realm to what now? The other realm, the spiritual realm. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, we must understand this. And then we have learned that every man is what? A priest. Every man is a priest. You are either a priest unto who? Unto God. Or you are a priest unto who now? Unto Baal. Unto the devil. Baal. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So man, this priest, connects men to God. He takes men's offerings and he brings them before who? Before God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So man needed a priest because he was disconnected from who? From God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And it was God's plan. It was God's intention to have a company, a body of priests. You know, when he brought Israel out of Egypt, you know what he told them? He said, you shall be unto me a what? A kingdom of what? Of priests and a holy nation. This was their function and this would be their nature. I don't know if you understand that. You will be unto me a kingdom of what? Priests. Not just priests, but what now? Kings. Priests with authority. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Priests with what? Authority. Not just people who teach the law, but people who also have the power to do what? To do it. Praise the name of the Lord. To do what you say. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. To do it. To command obedience in your life. This is a challenge of the church today. Praise the name of the Lord. The ability to command your members to do what? To obey. The ability to instruct your household. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that know Abraham, that he will instruct his members to do. Praise the name of the Lord. There are too many talking. You know, I was telling the brethren sometime, what was that? If the minister's wives, I think I've said it here before, and I want to repeat it. If the ministers in Port Harcourt, the Ministers' Wife Association, give a press conference tomorrow. You know, tomorrow is what now? Monday. They go on radio and they open their mouth and talk. All these churches you see full of people will empty by Tuesday. Are you getting my point? Everybody will run for their lives. You don't believe it? Believe me, brethren, this world, you see, is full of secrets. You know what they call it? Today, Brother Bot was talking about darkness. Believe me, brethren, as I'm talking to you, even this house here is full of what? Secrets. Secrets. But I'll tell you something, brethren. We better deal with the secrets. Because the day is coming when every secret will be what? Exposed. God will expose it. What we have now is an opportunity for you and I to do what? Deal with it. Go before God now in secret and do what? Say, Lord, please. Hallelujah. Please. Please. Praise the name of the Lord. Because I assure you that very soon, nothing hidden that shall not be what? Revealed. Praise the name of the Lord. And this is where we are at this time, brethren. Priests. Hallelujah. A priest is a spiritual being. The reason is simple. You see, God made man. This man you see is a gateway. Hallelujah. Between two realms. How many people believe that here? That inside you is a door that leads to the other side. Eh? Hello? Good. This door can be a gate of heaven. It can also be a gate of what? Of hell. Spirits want to come through. Through you, they come into our environment. How many people know that it was through man that the devil entered this environment? And today, spirits are still what? Entering. 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 The more you do certain things, the more these spirits have an open door to do what? To come into this environment. Praise the name of the Lord. How many people also know that through that same door, that the King of Glory wants to do what? To enter. And to affect and influence this same environment. You are a doorway. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You are a gateway. It's a great mystery. Hallelujah. There is a gateway within man that leads to the garden of God. The devil wants to enter and touch the tree of life. He said that this gate shall be closed. It will not be opened until the Sabbath day. The king is for the prince. Hallelujah. He will come through that door. And through that door, he will bless humanity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, this matter is very serious. It is time. We are seized with religion. Doing certain things that we feel makes us Christians. We come here, sit down, listen to messages, shout, sing and pray and all that. That's fine. But God wants to begin to bring us into a consciousness of spirituality. The influence that the spirit realm has upon you as a person. Amen. The implications of the thing. You are a priest. Look, believe me, brethren, the ordinances of priesthood are very strong. They are very strong. There are things about the priesthood that are strong. And I pray tonight that God will help us. Hallelujah. That we leave this place with a consciousness. Look, you stay. There are certain people. When they come into your environment, they bring trouble. Do you understand that? You can bring somebody into your house. And with that person coming, it's like you have opened Pandora's box. All kinds of spirits will begin to congregate around your house. Hallelujah. Because of that particular individual. That person is a priest. Hallelujah. He's connecting that environment to what? To spirits. Joseph entered into the house of Potiphar. That day, blessings started coming there. Do you understand? Potiphar realized that since this young man came here, things here have what? Have changed. The confusion has gone. Order has come. Praise the name of the Lord. Because Joseph was what? A priest. He was priest of the Most High God. Praise the name of the Lord. This is reality. He's not talking, you know, things. Praise the name of the Lord. It's understanding who you are, what you are. When we know this, brethren, some of the things that we argue about, we will not be what? Discussing it. We will not be talking about it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, and brethren, there are different levels of priesthood. Now, I was reading in the book of Ezekiel about the sons of Zadok. Ezekiel chapter 44. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God was speaking. He said that when the sons of Zadok, when the other priests went what? Astray. And so, in this dispensation that I'm coming in, I'm going to give them a peculiar word, responsibility. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said they will approach, they will come near to me. Praise the name of the Lord. They will come near to me. Believe me, brethren, you see, with our priesthood, all of us have a limit to how far we can, you understand, do business with God. How many people know that here? Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. As we are gathered here today, some are nearer than what? Others. Hallelujah. But we're in the same room. Some people can go farther than what? Others. The sons of Zadok, God said something about them. That they will come in. Hallelujah. They will enter into the holiest of all. They will minister to me. The other ones will stay in the outer world, court. They will minister to the people. Praise the name of the Lord. They will be doing things. As I'm talking to you, brethren, you see, I don't know. I pray. There are things. There are so much things in my heart I want to share with us. One of the things I would like to say here tonight, because I don't know if we have the opportunity again to say it, is that you must understand that the anointing of Pentecost is not the anointing that you and I are what looking for. This is a point that a lot of end time brethren have missed. We're seeking for demonstrations. But you see, what you see in Pentecost, don't envy. Amen. Are we together? That's not what I'm looking for. You see, the anointing of Pentecost is a non-discriminating anointing. It's an anointing that God puts on the good and what? The bad. He anoints. So a man can be committing adultery and still be manifesting what? That anointing. You don't believe that? Hello? You don't believe that a man can sleep with somebody's wife and come here and people will fall down here? Oh yes, that's Pentecost. Praise the name of the Lord. You don't believe that? It's a gift without what? Repentance. It gives it to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? And believe me, brethren, that is not your inheritance. So forget it. Hallelujah. One of the things I did not do is to look at that side. I don't believe I should be doing that. Praise the name of the Lord. Unless I have not seen what God is what? Offering me. It's a glory that is what? Fading away, and it can be a distraction. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me tell you something. It is, you cannot be looking for power. That is putting the cart before the horse. There were these disciples on the way to Emmaus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, when Jesus was ministering, you know, was doing miracles, they had certain thoughts in their minds. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so they were very disappointed when Jesus went to the cross and did what? And died. Hallelujah. They said, we thought, do you understand, this was the man who was going to deliver who? Israel. They were so disappointed. They were so confused. Brethren, they were totally confused. You see, they make one vital word mistake. They did not see the cross. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? They did not see what? The cross. They said, oh fools, slow of heart to do what? To believe. Ought not the Christ, first of all, to have what? To have suffered. Set your heart on the cross. Praise the name of the Lord. Allow God to finish what he wants to do where? In your life. Because this anointing will not be poured upon what? Flesh. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? You must understand this. If you don't understand it, you will miss it completely. You will miss the fact that God is a mystery. That God will bless Ishmael. Do you know that? God will bless Ishmael because Ishmael is a son of who? Of Abraham. He will bless Ishmael. But you see, like I've always said, it's not who your father is. It's who your mother is. Hello? Hallelujah. It's not a question of who your father is. We are all born again. It's a question of who is what? Your mother. That is the issue. If a child is born of the bondwoman, he has a limit to how far he can what? He can go. Praise the name of the Lord. The inheritance is for the son of the free woman. He that is born after who? The Spirit. I don't know if you understand me, brethren. Brethren, we must get this. That which is bettered of the flesh, that which has its root in the flesh, will get to a point and do what? And terminate. I have to repeat these things, brethren, because a lot, we call ourselves end time, but our mentality is still what? Pentecostal. That's why a man can live here and is looking for a miracle. He goes, do you understand? It's because he does not understand what God is doing and where God is what? He's going to. Be patient, my brethren. That's what the Bible says. Let patience have what? Its perfect work. Be patient. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Be patient. The anointing of servants has a limitation. God told Ezekiel that when the king gives a gift to any of his servants, hallelujah, it's a temporary thing. On the day of Jubilee, he does what? He takes it back. Are we together, brethren? That gift will end. But if he gives a gift to any of his sons, it's a gift for in perpetuity. I don't know which one you want. For servants or for sons. Praise the name of the Lord. A son must stay under tutelage. He must stay under training. Hallelujah. His eyes must not be on these things. Your thing must be to be proved. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. I don't know. I pray that God will help us. Because I believe that that's not the problem. The fundamental problem today, we're talking about apostolic word now. Vision. God must define this vision for us. So that we know where we are going to. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. So the sons of Zadok have a place. I don't know how to say this. But I want to tell you. That if indeed we will give ourselves over to God and allow him to work the things he will work in us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What you will be. He said it has not yet appeared what we shall be. But there was something the Bible said about the sons of Zadok. That they will move between the earth and the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the heavens they appear like angels. In shining garments. But he said when they come out of the sanctuary, they put on ordinary dress. They look like ordinary what? Ordinary men. Praise the name of the Lord. This is what God is seeking to do what now? To offer to us. That is why he has called us priests. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The administration that is presently given to angels. Hallelujah. Will be handed over to who? To the sons. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's an offer that God is making to us. We have a choice. You have a choice, brethren. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, God calls us to become what? Priests. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Priests. Now, what is the purpose of this priesthood? Why? Hallelujah. Brethren, are we together? What is the purpose of this priesthood? I want to push it because I have far to go. To bring us unto perfection. Praise the name of the Lord. The reason why the law, that order, that arrangement was brought to an end was because it could not bring the people toward perfection. Now, God's perfection is not theoretical. It is what? Reality. It is practical. That is the truth of the matter. And I'm going to take time to read a few scriptures. You know, recently, you know, this is an issue. One of the core issues. He said when the Sadducees don't believe in resurrection, they say they don't believe in perfection. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This resurrection is the resurrection of the soul. Just like when you are born again, you have a resurrection in your spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. The spirit comes alive. It's an instantaneous thing. Because when man died in his spirit, he died what? Instantaneously. Praise the name of the Lord. But the death that took place in man's soul was what? A gradual process. Corruption upon corruption. Darkness upon what? Darkness. Decay until the Bible says that the imagination or the thoughts of his heart was what? Evil. Continuous. The soul was so disfigured. That's when you talk about iniquity. Hallelujah. The word iniquity means to twist it. To distort. To pervert. You understand that? It's something that has the capacity to change the makeup of your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. The soul becomes something else other than what God had originally what created it to be. The thinking, the bent of man thinking was what now? If he was incapable of thinking straight. Every thought was evil. So you see a man, every time he sees a woman, do you understand that? His thoughts are not very what? Straight. Even if he sees a fellow man, his thought is, how can I get, do you understand, something out of this mugu? You know the word mugu? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Every man is a prey. What can I get out of this man? How can I cheat this man? How can I take advantage of him? The whole world, his thinking is bent. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is setting a priesthood because he desires to bring a ministry that will bring us unto what? Unto perfection. Moral perfection. Perfection in what? In character. Praise the name of the Lord. Now let me read you a few scriptures. I pray that we'll look at them together. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's look at Revelation chapter 14 verse 5. Can just be taking them down. Praise the name of the Lord. I will take my time to read this because I feel you should have it. Take it down and then take up other scriptures that God would get across to us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 14 verse 5. Quickly. I need to be fast with this. Hallelujah. Are we there? It says, in their mouth was found what? No guile. For they are what? Without fault before the throne of God. Let's look at Jude chapter 1 verse 24. Praise the name of the Lord. Quickly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jude verse 24. Are you there? He says, now unto him that is able to what? Keep you from falling and to what? Present you faultless before the presence of his glory with what? Exceeding joy. You're going to check the word to present you. It has a very special meaning. Praise the name of the Lord. To what now? Present you. When he used the word present you, it means to present you as the fruit. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
as an offering, as a sacrifice, present you, or as his wife, said you present to himself. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's look at Ephesians 5:27 quickly. Ephesians chapter 5. Are we there? 5:27. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having what? Spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that it should be holy and what? Without blemish. Now we're going to check this word blemish. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord to understand what it means. But we're trying to get at something. Amen. Colossians 1:22. Yes. Colossians chapter 1 verse 22. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, let me read from verse 21. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now as a priest has he what? Reconciled in the body of his flesh through death. The purpose of this is what? To present you holy and what? Unblameable and what? Unreprovable in what? His sight. Look at 23. It says, if, conditional, praise the name of the Lord, if you continue in the faith, grounded and what? Settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. I will stop there. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's look at Titus 2 verse 14. Titus chapter 2 verse 14. Are we there? Okay. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we there? He says, verse 14 says, who, that is Jesus, gave himself for us, that he might what? Redeem us from some iniquity. From what? All iniquity. And purify unto what? Himself, a peculiar people, zealous of what? Good works. He said, these things teach and what? Exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man what? Despise you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13. That one you know. Praise the name of the Lord. Till we come unto what? A perfect man. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 4. Let me read that verse 12. Colossians 4:12. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes we need these scriptures. Amen. Colossians chapter 4. Am I correct? Okay. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand what? Perfect and what? Complete in all the will of God. Amen. Praise. Let me give you another scripture. 2 Peter. This is a very important scripture. 2 Peter 3:14. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 3 verse 14. Are you there? Are you there? Okay. Now it says, wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such what things, be what? Diligent. To what intent? That you may be found of him what? In peace. How? Without spot and what? And blameless. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now that is your goal. Hallelujah. I don't know if you have any focus, if you have any vision, that should be your word. That should be what? Your vision. Now, I want to tell you, brethren, that the ministry of our great high priest is geared towards what? This perfection.
He said that he is able to what now? Say to what? The uttermost. Go to your Strong's and check that word, what? Uttermost. Praise the name of the Lord. It means totally, what? Completely, to the very last drop. All those who do what? Who come to him, who approach him, who draw near to him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The purpose of God is that change must come to your soul. Amen. You heard the word spot, wrinkle, blemish, all have to do with your character. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? Amen. All have to do with what now? Your character. Brethren, the principal requirement of the priesthood is what? Character. Let's turn to Leviticus 21. Praise the name of the Lord. Leviticus chapter 21. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's get some energy. Amen. Amen. Leviticus chapter 21. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Lord has a priesthood. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus is our great high priest. He is ministering in the heavens to work out a moral perfection. We're going to check that scripture in Philippians chapter 3. When Paul said, if by what? Any means. He said, I forget the things that are behind me. I press on towards the mark for the prize of what? The high calling. What is this high calling? Praise the name of the Lord. It's Paul said that, look, all the miracles I did what? I forget. Hallelujah. Do you understand that's what he meant? Everything I am, by nature, by my education, praise the name of the Lord, all my spiritual what now, attainment, I put what behind. There is only one focus I have now. And this is what all my energy, every ability, every grace, every diligence is what? Focus on this. This is my goal. Praise the name of the Lord. This is my goal. Our goal is not comfort. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to find out our goal is not, you know, material things. Praise the name of the Lord. Our goal is what? A high calling. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Here, God in Leviticus 21, God began to give Moses certain instructions, certain requirements concerning the priests. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And by the way, what kind of priesthood are we actually what? Talking about. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What kind of priesthood? The order of Aaron. Is it? Praise the name of the Lord. But I believe that these things are said and they need to be said again and again. The nature of that order was that it was what? An external thing. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You can be born again and be operating after the order of Aaron. How many people know that? Hello? The order of Aaron is a principle. Amen. You can be born again and still functioning afterward, that word, order. It is external. And that's why today the church is full of hypocrites. How many people know that here? They are Christians on Sunday. They are Christians among the brethren. Praise the name of the Lord. Their thing is what? Outward. Paul was saying somewhere that we don't want to be like those who glory in appearance and not in hearts. I don't know if you have read that in your Bible. Yes. See, they glory in appearance and not in the change that takes place where? In the heart. Today the church is bent on what? Appearances. So when you see the minister, he wears a silk suit. White. White shoe, white tie. You understand? He puts on a Rolex watch. And when he's preaching, he keeps it like this, so that, you know, it's the image of success. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When you see the billboard, he says that the wife is like this side, and they are smiling. Wait until they get home, and you will see Iraq and Iran. Praise the, it's all appearance. The woman is smiling. You know, my mother told me something just recently. You know, they have this priest, you know, in their church, the pastor. You know, and the man will talk in church and say, "My lovely wife, my wonderful wife, my queen." And the woman will sit like this in front and she's not smiling. You know, the people will be wondering, why is this woman not, in fact, they say this woman doesn't have a sense of humor. And she's not smiling at all. Until one day, one of the sisters who was teaching the Sunday school, you know, and they were trying to, you know, they had a special program. So the children were supposed to share some testimonies in church. So she called some of the students just to check the testimonies and find out the ones she would now select and present in church. So the pastor's child came. I said, well, his testimonies, he wants to thank God that, you know, or they've been posting them to different churches. That he wants to thank God for this church. That since they came to this church, that the father has stopped beating the mother. So I thank God. Praise the name of the Lord. The teacher had to quickly say, please. I will share this one. Praise the name of the Lord. And so my mom called me and said, can you see what that? Praise the name of the Lord. The child was very sincere. I mean, something great has happened. Every other church, the man will be the woman. And so when he's talking to my lovely wife, the woman is, you know, it's all what? Appearance. Praise the name of the Lord. But we are not to make outward show. It is not profitable. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not profitable. God is not interested in the outward. The Bible said that man looketh on what now? The outward. But that God looketh where? On the heart. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, brethren, this is where we are. God is interested in where? In the heart. The offerings that we are to offer are what now? Spiritual what? Sacrifices. When you say a spiritual sacrifice, you're saying an offering that has its origin where? In God's spirit. It is motivated by the spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. It is born by what? The Spirit. You know, and there is a law that every seed will bring forth what now? After its own kind. You will produce what you are. Praise the name of the Lord. If a word comes by the Spirit, it will bring forth spiritual word, life. Praise the name of the Lord. So we have to offer up spiritual word, sacrifices. So when you look at that Romans chapter 12, praise the name of the Lord, verse 1, verse 2. He said that we are to present what? Our bodies and what else? Our faculty. You need to read Amplified Version. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, you present, I beseech you by the mercies of God. That you do what? Present your bodies and your faculties. Your faculties are your soul. Hallelujah. Your mind, your emotions, your desire and what? Your will. Present them as what? A living, an offering to God. Your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, God created man. The soul of a man is, the man functions there. As you are thinking, you're sending off what? Signals. Do you believe that? These signals go forth in the realm of the spirit as light and smell and what? And sound. Praise the name of the Lord. Its energy is released when you think. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And an odor goes out. When you feel, when you are angry, when you worship here, you are releasing emotion. Don't you believe that? Praise the name of the Lord. If it's an emotion that is born out of God's spirit, it becomes a sweet word, savor. It draws God's presence. Suddenly the atmosphere changes. Isn't that correct? Why? Because God has what? To feed on the sacrifice. It's a sweet smelling savour word unto him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Like the Bible says that where you have bitterness, strife, and envy among you, there is every evil word. Why? Because other spirits do what? Come down to do what? To feed on the energy that your soul gives off. Praise the name of the Lord. So this is the offering. When you say, oh, they brought the animal, they laid it down, and they say, is the thought that you think? Praise the name of the Lord. Is the thought you are thinking, the way you are feeling towards your brother, is the offering that you are bringing towards God. Praise the name of the Lord. So you find out that it says, we are now dealing with who we are, not just the things that were with you. So, if you look at that Revelation chapter 5, he said, the four living creatures, that is the soul, and then the 24 what? Elders, that is also the priesthood. Praise the name of the Lord. The 24 elders speak about the priesthood. How many people know that? Amen. David divided the priests into 24 courses. Amen. You have so many. So he grouped them into 24 what? Courses. So every month, one group will do what? Will come to the temple. When they come, they will cast lots. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? To determine where you will function. The lot will determine whether you will serve at the brazen altar, or at the brazen laver, or at the golden lampstand, or at the table of shewbread, or the altar of incense. For every priest, hallelujah, the best lot was to serve at the golden altar of incense. That was where Zechariah was serving. Praise the name of the Lord, when the angel met him. Praise the name of the Lord. So those 24 courses, they were all courses by name. So 24 comes to become the number of what now? The priesthood. Praise the name of the Lord. But you see that, and the four living creatures. So the soul is the actual priest of who? Of God. Praise the name of the Lord. It is the operation of your soul. The way you think about your husband, your wife, matters. That is actually what matters to who? To God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The way you think about your brother or your sister is very, very what? Important. Evil thoughts, as we're going to see, is the first defilement. According to Matthew chapter what? 15. See that the things that defile a man come out from within him. The first thing mentioned is what? Evil thoughts. There were seven spirits defined in Matthew 15. Number one was what? Evil thoughts. Brethren, the thought of your heart is important. It is primary. It is most important. We are spirit beings. Praise the name of the Lord. We don't live in this realm. The things about us function in a realm that cannot be what? Seen with the eyes. Praise the name of the Lord. So where we see God speaking about the priest, giving us laws about the priest. But I'm going to jump, hallelujah, I'm going to jump and go to verse 10 and read about the high priest. Because I believe that we are being called to the order of what? Is a high priestly calling. Now, I want to tell you this, that if you look at this Leviticus 21, you are going to see about basically three different groups. There was the children of Israel, the general people. Praise the name of the Lord. And then there were the priests. Hallelujah. And then there were what now? The high priest. We are called unto what? A high calling after the order of what? Melchizedek. Now let me read from verse 10. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, and he that is the high priest among his brethren, upon whose head the anointing oil was what? Poured. And that is consecrated to put on the garments, shall not what? Uncover his head, nor rend what? His clothes. 11 says, neither shall he go into any dead body, nor defile himself for what now? His father or what? His mother. He said, neither shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of his God. For the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. I am what? The Lord. And he shall take a wife in her virginity, a widow or a divorced woman, or profane or an harlot. These shall he not take. But he shall take a virgin of his own people to wife. Neither shall he profane his seed among his people, for I, the Lord, do sanctify him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, I want to say this here. The standard for the high priest, which is the standard that God is requiring of us, is very high. Praise the name of the Lord. Once he's anointed, of course you know the process he has to go. A priest is selected from among his brethren, right? The children of Aaron. He goes through an inspection. How many people know that here? He goes through an inspection for blemishes upon him. Praise the name of the Lord. If there is a flaw in his body, a physical defect, he is what? Disqualified. So you can be a son of Aaron, but you may not be able to function what? As a priest. Now we are limited. We are being limited, brethren, in our priestly office by virtue of flaws and what now? Blemishes in our life. These are moral defects. Character traits. A man is a Christian, but he has a violent temper. So when brethren around him, they talk what? Carefully. They know. You better not touch there. Because when he explodes, it is Boko Haram. Praise the name of the Lord. If the border explodes here, it is Boko Haram. Praise the name of the Lord. It ought not to be. Praise the name of the Lord. It ought not to be. So this defect, this brethren, God is strong at this time about what? Blemishes. He said that Jesus is to present unto what? Himself. A glorious church. Amen. Without what? Spot. Do you think that God is joking? I'm asking a question. Do you think that God is joking? Praise the name of the Lord. He will have. If you are not ready, somebody else is what? Is ready. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's the high priest. What the Bible tells us here is that I want to just focus on certain aspects that are strong in my heart. Praise the name of the Lord. He said he shall not go in to any dead what? Body. Nor defile himself for what now? His father or what? His mother. You know, Chizuki was talking about hell. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a realm of the dead. Amen. There is a realm of the dead. When a man is living a life that is controlled by his lower nature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, the soul of man, when God created the soul of man, he was put in a garden. Praise the name of the Lord. This garden is a high place in God. Amen. Amen. The soul was feeding on high places. The appetite for the soul was towards things of the spirit, the heavens. He found his delight. He said there was a river that flowed from the throne of God. The word Eden means pleasantness. It means delight. Amen. Amen. It means delight. Praise the name of the Lord. So the soul was, he said, he shall drink of your rivers of what? Of delight. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So this soul had appetite for spiritual things. He had his delight in the things of the spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Lord had this delight in what? In her. He said her name shall be called what now? Hephzibah. He said my delight is what? In her. And so this master will say, let me go into my garden. Let me eat of my what? My pleasant fruits. Praise the name of the Lord. If I were to translate that in a physical sense. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It has to do with marriage. Amen. 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 There was a marriage arrangement in that garden. Praise the name of the Lord. And so this soul was feeding in high places. It was eating things of the spirit. But this soul fell. Hallelujah. And continued to fall. And continued to fall until its appetite changed what? Completely. It began to feed from the garbage. Praise the name of the Lord. The soul could feed on pornography today. How many people know that pornography is a problem among God's people?
These young people you see here. Hallelujah. These young people you see here. If you go into their cell phones, you will see things that will shock you. How many people believe that here? You know, we don't know our children. If we knew, we would pray much more than we are what? We are praying. Praise the name of the Lord. We pray much more than we are praying. And not just among the young people, brethren. I'm talking about even, you understand, adults. Brethren, the heathen have entered into the sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The soul is feeding on garbage and trash. The soul has this appetite. Brethren, the things that thrill us. The things that thrill us are things that are so base and common and so material that we cannot find our pleasure in things of the spirit. Every year, it's a burden on my heart. These places where the people of God do what? Feed. Sometimes it keeps looking as if we're making laws. But Christians watch film too much. We watch film too much. Hallelujah. Let's change our appetite, brethren, and feed upon things that will give us life. There is no other way. He says that these two trees, you must decide which one you want to do what? To eat. It is by eating. It is by what? Eating. Eat, 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 and what? Eat again. That is your life. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Pornography has ravaged the church. The devil is smart. As we're going to see, you know, he's exploiting the makeup of who? Of man. It's on the streets. You understand? The people who say some of these things, they leave the thing so it's deliberate. You're passing. You know, children come, they like films, they stay there and they see horror. It's deliberate to you see, what the eyes see goes into your soul. It goes into your soul and it has a purpose. I will talk a little bit about images. Because the devil is the master of imagery. Then they were talking about clothes. Yesterday or the day before yesterday, I caught a joke. I saw a young girl, just very small. She was wearing a t-shirt. It read Gold Digger. It was on the t-shirt. So I said, bros, you know, look at that. Maybe the parents really don't understand. Praise the name of the Lord. But, you see, we are not to be this ignorant anymore. We are not to be this ignorant anymore. Amen. You know, parents, we are busy. So we just switch on Cartoon Network for our children. 90% of what's on Cartoon Network is deliberately designed. Most of the cartoons now are magic. They are deliberately designed. And you're wondering why your children, you say, sit down. You know, sometimes you sit like this and watch parents battle with children. You say, sit down. And the child is, whether you spoke, you understand? They don't obey you. They don't obey you. It should bother you. I'm learning. Now I have something on my hands. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm learning how it is. I'm learning how it is. But then, you see, the enemy has crept into the sanctuary. It's time to fight. Hallelujah. It's time to fight. It's not enough to put Cartoon Network. And brethren, if I were you, I would shut down those things. Are you getting my point? You see, I will shut them down completely. And then take time to begin to seek to buy films that are helpful. You see, the violence out there, these children, this generation, was the films that I was watching from childhood. Cultism that came up was from the movies. These things came, the visible world impacts upon what? Upon the soul. It does. It does. It does. We can't be talking about end time, brethren, when we don't understand the things of the spirit. He said, can you be a teacher of the law? That's what Jesus asked Nicodemus, and you don't know these laws of the spirit. You don't know the laws of the spirit. Brethren, it's time to fight. Shut these things down. Hallelujah. There's nothing good about these cartoons. Brethren, the children love it. Something is wrong there. You know, Brother Boss was talking about tantrums. You know, children use tantrums to terrify their parents. And to avoid the tantrums, we want to pacify them at all costs. We are afraid of tantrums. For God's sake, smack the child, he will not die. If he tries again, smack him harder. After a while, he will learn that those tantrums, they don't work. I see parents harassed. They're afraid. The children know that and they use it against them. Oh, you want biscuit? Oh, I take biscuit. Shut up. It's not like that. Praise the name of the Lord. What is tantrum? Smack the hell out of a child and break his will. If you don't break his will, you will pay for it. You will pay dearly. Friend, we must take hold of our children. I'm sorry, but America is a finished issue. They've lost it. They can't get it back anymore. I'm even pity some of our men who took their children to America. And I would also like to say this. Some of us send our children abroad. For God's sake, if your child is not grounded, don't. Hello? If you're not sure of your child's faith, don't send them out of Nigeria. Keep them near you. Brethren, I would like to say this. You people should pardon me. It is becoming a status symbol. If your child doesn't go to UK or Canada or whatever, you know, sometimes we're trying to do to show we have arrived. For God's sake, you can be making a big mistake. Talk to Brother Ike. He will tell you the sad story of a lot of young people that have gone there. They lost it. You know, sometimes, you know, when Boma was getting married, you know, I had time to talk with him, and he had a wonderful story to tell. Praise the name of the Lord. I was proud. Praise the name of the Lord. I was very, very proud. You know, Boma's wedding set a high jump for us. Are you getting my point? For those who were there, I called the brethren and said, you people have set a standard for us. And for all those who are call themselves end time. Praise the name of the Lord. He set a standard. I came there, I was blessed. I haven't been so blessed in a wedding in a very long time. I haven't been so blessed in a long time. Brethren, for God's sake, let's stop all this story we're talking. You know, Christians are getting married and it's a jamboree. I'm looking at it and I'm wondering, for God's sake, what are we doing? What are we doing? We say end time and it's all a jamboree. Certain things, even some serious Pentecostal Christians will not do, we are doing. Because we have become lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. We want to have a good time and we're not seeking to represent God in the things that we do. Somebody comes and asks you, why are you doing that? You cannot answer. Why would you do something that you cannot answer for? What is the meaning of this thing you're doing? And you're saying, well, that's the way it is. We like it. Praise the name of the Lord. We are not to do the things we like. That's part of what this priesthood is all about. But then this meeting is to be a defining meeting. We have to take certain decisions here, what exactly we are doing. I tell you, I am not interested in what people call themselves. And that includes end time. But I think that God wants to define for us this calling, hallelujah, how we are to go. We have challenges. Some of the challenges that come with prosperity, material prosperity, brings challenges. I don't know why I'm going this way, but that's the way it is. Material prosperity brings... You see, sometimes God opens a way for you. You remember that when Israel was leaving Egypt, God opened the Red Sea, right? It was supposed to be a blessing and a way of escape. But remember that Pharaoh also did what? Follow them that same way. That opening that God made for them. Hallelujah. The enemy what? Follow them right into it. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, so when you have money in your hands, the soul, hell begins to do what? To enlarge. Your appetites begin to increase. You are looking for the new toy to acquire, the new car to buy, to build a bigger house, you know, and another vacation. Today I was in Dubai. Tomorrow I'm going to go Bahamas. Tomorrow is Acapulco. Praise the name of the Lord. What nonsense is that, brethren? Why? Because we have extra money in what now? Our pockets. We are stewards and custodians of these things. Praise the name of the Lord. And we have to give what? Account. I tell you something, brethren. I want to say this. You know, I was preaching at a burial. You know, and in that burial, we're looking at something, an issue. You know, the Bible says you are not your own. You were bought with what now? A price. Therefore, glorify God. He says, for we must give account of the things that we have done while what? In the body. You know, and I was trying to ask a question. You see, when you are doing and running your own business, you don't give account to anybody, right? If you are accounting for what you have done when you still have this body, praise the name. It means that this body actually does not what? Belong to you. Praise the name of the Lord. It's time for us to review our lifestyle. It's time for us to take close stock. I want to repeat this. I said it here that 2009, I have the CD in my pocket here, my bag. You were here. We've shared that message on the responsibility of sons. And God said, He told me clearly, and I declared it that same way, that God says that if the brethren, if the church does not begin to rise up and do what God has called them to do, that He will send what now? A civil war. It was as clear as that. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know if you can remember, but go back. If you have that tape, go and listen to it. Praise the name of the Lord. That was a warning. That was a warning. And believe me, brethren, if we do not repent, no amount of prayer will stop it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
If we do not repent, if you like, pray from now till your kingdom comes. So no amount of prayer, it calls for repentance and a reordering of our priority. The life of a priest is the life of sacrifice. Sacrificial giving. We don't give out of our abundance. We give out of great cost. Praise the name of the Lord. This is our people. What are we talking about, brethren? We are so comfortable. Praise the name of the Lord. We are so comfortable. Some brethren didn't come for this camp because they felt it wasn't in a hotel. Are you getting my point? Some people felt, you know, camp again, you know, they are getting used to hotels. Do you know, brethren, that when we were in the university, we would go for camp meetings. And if there was no place to sleep, we slept on mats. How many people knew that? Some slept on the floor. Just throw your wrapper on the floor and we slept. And it didn't bother us. It did not bother us. How come we have become so soft? Because we now have some little money. I don't know. I don't go looking for hardship. Do you understand me, brother? I don't go looking for hardship as of hardship. But I know that when you make certain things your priority, you are willing to endure hardship as a good soldier of what? Of Christ. I was talking about the Queen of Sheba. She traveled how many miles? Maybe 4,000 miles on a camel. Have you seen a camel before? Have you seen someone on a camel going like that, for days, for weeks, to listen to the wisdom of what now? Solomon. And today, a greater than Solomon is here. So it's become a matter of how convenient it is. I've seen brethren talk, and I said, how come we have degenerated to this point? How come we have come to a point of not realizing that it is this word that we hear that is our life? Praise the name of the Lord. How come? When this word came to us, we'll go from there to Igbe. I'm sure there's a meeting in Igbe today. 3/4 of prayer will not go. Do you understand the point? Some people will ask for trance. We paid our way. And we are going on this meeting regularly. Why? Because we are what? Hungry. Hungry. Every opportunity to hear this word, we did what? We were there. The brethren here can testify. After a while, brethren, then all of us were poor. You know, I remember when I came to meet the Port Harcourt Fellowship. I knew only two cars. It was Bro Hubert, I think Sister Pat. Both of them had Beatles. I was in Mount Abraham. Three Beatles. Three of them only. Okay. Praise the name of the Lord. That was all. Today the whole place is full of Jeep. And brethren, that's good. Praise the name of the Lord. But it must not be what now? A distraction. It must not bring a limitation on the hunger in our heart. We need to be hungrier now than we were then. Because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. There are things God is saying now that He didn't say then.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So brethren, this is, we're in a very delicate time. These are the things we ought to go home and think about. This is why we are in danger of what now? Of missing it. How would we love to be driven out from our comfort zones? I mean, is there a civil war here? Hallelujah. Those who were around during the civil war will understand what I'm saying. Praise the name of the Lord. I mean, it was horror. Praise the name of the Lord. It was horror. And that's it. You're a refugee. You flee from here to there. Most will leave the country. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Those who will leave, if you can get out to the Europe, to the States, beautiful. Some will move to Cameroon, Ghana, Togo, Niger Republic, you know, Chad, all over the place. And further, maybe we'll go to Congo and Uganda and all that. You'll be forced, hallelujah, to preach the word of God. You understand the point? You will be forced to do the work of the Lord. Because, I mean, Nigeria is no longer comfortable. Pray, let not the blessings of God become what? A snare to us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, this high priest said he must not go into any dead body. This realm of the lower nature. Praise the name of the Lord. Paul said that I press on. I forget the things that are behind me. He said, if by any means, hallelujah, I might attain unto that earlier moral and spiritual resurrection, that what lifts me out from among the dead, even while I am still what? In the body. There is the realm of the dead. It is the realm called hell. Hallelujah. It is the realm where the soul of man is in a desolate place, a barren place, a wilderness. A realm where the soul is incapable of bringing forth what? Life. The priest must not dwell in that world, in that realm. Praise the name of the Lord. He must not dwell among the dead. He says, come out from among her and be what? Be separate. Touch not the unclean thing. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And brethren, let me also say this. Let me turn it the other way around. The great high priest is the Lord Jesus Christ. He will not come in unto a dead world, but a body that has no life. Praise the name of the Lord. A body that is disconnected from him, he will not touch it. He will not come. Praise the name of the Lord. And he said secondly, that his wife must be what? A virgin. A chaste virgin. Praise the name of the Lord. I assure you, brethren, that the Lord will not join himself unto a harlot. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I'm talking in two dimensions, basically. Like I said, our soul is the priest. Hallelujah. Your soul is also the bride. How many people believe that here? Your soul is the bride, seeking to be joined to the spirit husband, isn't it? The spirit is our husband, isn't it? Hallelujah. He said the spirit and the bride say what? Come. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Lord is that spirit, isn't it? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The soul was disconnected at the fall. There was a divorce. There was what? A separation. The soul became widowed. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And put away and divorced. And in fact, the soul became a harlot. Because it began to admit other what? Other spirits. Praise the name of the Lord. It began to join itself to other what? Spirits. The spirit of harlotry did what? Took over the soul. The soul became what? A harlot. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If that soul is to be married again, the soul must leave that realm of harlotry. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. If not, the Lord will not. It is not enough to say the Lord is coming. He is coming for a chaste word, bride. Paul said so. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. He said, I desire to do what? To espouse you. To present you, hallelujah, as what? A chaste word, virgin unto Christ, untouched, unspotted. Brethren, this world is the spirit of harlotry. Is that what the Bible says? It says, you adulterers and what? Adulteresses. Don't you know that friendship with the world is what? Enmity against God. We're dealing with the world. And the world has come into the
shirt. It's all about us. It's all about all the things we do, what we wear. Now, I was talking about images. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The realm of this visible humanity, Bert was talking about world rulers. Rulers of what now? Darkness. Hallelujah. These are the men that control Hollywood, Nollywood, fashion, sports. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Academics, music. These are the world rulers of darkness. Their business is to spread what? Darkness. Praise the name of the Lord. They spread darkness. And the soul, because of its state, draws what? It feeds on darkness. The moment the soul departed from God, it underwent a change and became a creature of what now? Of darkness. And so we find the Lord exhorting us to come out from her. Praise the name of the Lord. That we are no longer darkness. We were once darkness, but now are we what? Light in the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. But our appetite must what? Must change. We must, in our mind, but then there are images. You know, when you want to talk about beauty and fashion, hallelujah. You know, for young people, you know Beyonce. Hello? Don't pretend you know her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what they call Shakira. Praise the name of the Lord. You know them. These ones are role models for some of our young people. In their mind, when they want to say I'm beautiful, they have Beyonce. Do you understand that? They have, that is their image of beauty. Your image of beauty must come from the Spirit. Hallelujah. It has not occurred to us that there is a beauty, God's own beauty. It has not occurred to us that we can find out what it is and be beautiful without being worldly. Oh, brethren. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord wants to communicate to us. Praise the name of the Lord. He said we are to be a unique people, a peculiar people. What does it mean? It means that, brethren, something unique can come out of us. And people are wondering, hallelujah, this is beautiful. I've not seen anything like it before. Praise the name of the Lord. Beauty without carnality. Beauty without worldliness. Brethren, there's an image. I don't know how we see. Our image must come from the realm of the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, we have a perception. I was looking at something, image. You know, there was a scientist, you know, who was writing an article. Praise the name of the Lord. And he had a challenge because he was having a problem between science and God. Praise the name of the Lord. And he was having an issue. You know, but one of the things he found out was that science had come to a point when they agreed that the things that we see with the eyes is actually not the reality, but it's an image. They say that there is something that is actually casting the image, but that they don't know what it is. Praise the name of the Lord. They don't know what is that thing that is actually casting the image. You know, the principle is simple. This is supposed to be a book, right? A diary. I mean, at least that's what I think it is. Praise the name of the Lord. The truth is, I don't know what it is. Neither do you. Praise the name of the Lord. Why? Because your senses can deceive you. If I take a bottle of whiskey, finish it now, this book can become a football. Do you understand that? Or it can fight. The truth is, what you see, what you call your image, is actually your senses pick up a signal. You don't know what it is. Then your brain interprets what your senses have seen. And it is that interpretation that you deal with. Now, but I want to tell you something. The Bible says that the God of this world manipulates something here. He is the master manipulator of images. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that the God of this world are blinded. You know what it means to blind? It distorts your what you see. That's why a man can be looking at something and thinking this is good, when actually it is what? It is horrible. Praise the name of the Lord. So, your senses can be tampered with. So, how do we know what is and what is not? By the Spirit. Hallelujah. By the Word of God. This is the only reality that we know. Hello? This is the only word, reality. This was actually part of what the tree of life is all about. God says, I want to define your reality for you. Hallelujah. I want to tell you what is and what is not. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to tell you what is, what exists, what is not. Trust me. Hallelujah. Man said, no, I will trust my senses. Praise the name of the Lord. If we walk after the senses, we shall die. If we walk by the Spirit, we shall do what? We shall live. Brethren, God wants us to begin to rely more and more and more, what? Upon Him. On the Spirit. The life that the priesthood is the life of what now? The Spirit. We are so used to the senses that we feel we are crippled without it. But praise the name of the Lord, we are not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil, you know, everything we see around. You know, I noticed in those days that the Freemasons, they would design buildings in particular shapes and alignments. Do you understand that? You know, sometimes you look at it, you don't understand. But that thing you see, that image is having an effect on what? On you. Sometimes you, young people go to a nightclub and you see lights flashing, green, red. Do you understand? And they are doing like this. Lights are doing like this, like that, like that. You think it's a joke? No. Those things you see excite the senses. They stir up passions in you. Oh my God. Brethren, we are completely ignorant of the things. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, those things have power. Do you understand? And then you're hearing the noise. Those beats is not a joke. Oh, hallelujah. Let me tell you a story. I don't know if I've told the story here. There was a group, a rock group called Metallica. You know, I like to talk like this. Praise the name of the Lord. There's a rock group called Metallica. Eh? You know, most of the hardcore rock groups in America, they are all satanists. All satanists. AC/DC, Def Leppard, Kiss, Black Sabbath. You know all of them. They are all called Ozzy Osbourne. The devil himself. They are all, you know, satanists. Now, this Metallica when the Soviet Union opened up the borders after the collapse of the Cold War. So they were invited. You know, that time they were importing everything American into Russia. So they went and had a concert in Moscow. These people, the young people, the place was crammed with people. And they began to play. You know, their music is basically rebellion, violence, satanism, drugs. You understand? Sex. Hold on. That is, they are teaching men to anything good, throw it out. And they have power. Rock is a terrible music. Praise the name of the Lord. And the enemy has smuggled it into the church. Brought it into the church. You know why? You know, the Bible says that we are lovers of what? Pleasure. More than lovers of God. So we want God. We just bring God into our pleasure. You understand? Just sprinkle our God on our pleasure to give it a God flavor so that we can still have our pleasure. Now, they started playing. Somewhere in the course of that concert, something happened. Now, nobody knows what happened, but something descended on that arena and everything went haywire. The police could not cope. Yes, something. No, I don't know what happened. You know, and you know, everybody went wild. By the time the police could try to contain that crowd, they could not. By the time it was all over, officially 200 women reported being raped. That those ones who had the courage to come and say, you can multiply it by 5. Do you understand? Right there on the field there, everything was happening. Young men were fighting, stabbing themselves. Something just took hold of them. Just some people were playing music. They're playing music. Now, brethren, I want us to, it's time for us to come down very hard on these things. We must save our souls. We must save our children. You know, was with Brother Cass in Lagos. We were discussing. And I told him what the Lord told me. And I would like to say it here again. He said that he is going to judge this end time move in our children. I will say it again. Let it be on record. The Lord says he will judge this end time, this move here in our children. Let us take it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, and one of the reasons why we need to take a stand, and may God help us to take a stand in the course of this meeting. Praise the name of the Lord. This assembly must define the way that we are going to go. We must take a course and must set our faces like what? Like flint. Praise the name of the Lord. I believe that I am fighting for my soul. I don't belong to any group. Praise the name of the Lord. But I want to work with people, hallelujah, who walk the way I have seen. Praise the name of the Lord. There is no organization called End Time in Nigeria. I don't believe in it. Praise the name of the Lord. There is no group. There is no nothing. It's simply a people following God. And I want to work with those who see God the way I see. If you still want to keep your traditions, feel free. If you want to marry like unbelievers, feel free. If you want to bury like them, feel free. But the man who is called to be a priest must do it differently. Praise the name of the Lord. Must do it differently. Because we are called to be priests. And the priest must be separated. The priest says here that he must not profane his seed. I want to assure you that Jesus Christ will not commit his seed to a harlot. He will not give his seed to a divorced woman. I checked the word. It means a woman who has been put away from her inheritance. You remember 1 Corinthians 5. Paul said, put away that fornicator. You understand? Put him out from among you. The Lord will not commit. This is our hope. The marriage union, isn't it? Hallelujah. That the Lord will come and marry you. Praise the name of the Lord. He said he must only marry a virgin from among what? His people. Praise the name of the Lord. That's food for thought. Hallelujah. That is food for thought. The spirit of harlotry has entered. Jesus said to this end time church, I have this against you. And this is what the Lord is saying to you. That you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach my people, to seduce them, and to teach them to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication. You see, brethren, there are things sacrificed on. Let me explain that in a sense. You see, idols are images. They are in our souls. Praise the name of the Lord. They are unclean spirits. Now, when Adam sinned, you know, he says that Babylon is fallen. I also tell that Adam is fallen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Adam is what? Fallen and has become a habitation of what? Of unclean spirits. Praise the name of the Lord. But Christ is what? Is risen. No more to return to what? Corruption. If you be risen with him, don't return to corruption. Hallelujah. Don't return to corruption. Praise the name of the Lord. He is fallen and become a dwelling. These spirits congregated in his soul and they formed a stronghold. Praise the name of the Lord. They formed a carcass, a stronghold, and they want to hold the man there. The spirit, you know, the Philistines are a very terrible people. They are a religious spirit. Those people were Israel's deadliest world enemies. They were their closest neighbors. They are religious. They were the people who made sure that Israel could not produce any sword. You have to go through them. So if you want to be a minister of the gospel, you must go to Bible school. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why you go to sharpen your sword. You know what? They will control what you preach. They will give you their own doctrines. So how can Israel fight them? When in the day of battle, only Saul and Jonathan had swords. Praise the name of the Lord. How could anybody fight Goliath when all the swords they were was made by Goliath? You can't fight the devil with what? His own weapons. We are talking about Dagon today. Dagon is the same as Niger. Oh, yes. I read many years ago, there was a lady called Victoria Eto.
I don't know, the old Christians here will know her. Praise the name of the Lord. She was very deep into the marine kingdom before she became born again. But she was the first person who mentioned that the spirit Niger is the same spirit called Dagon. This was in the 80s. I mean, for me that time it didn't make so much sense. It's making sense now. But the spirit called Niger, which Nigeria worships. You know, I had a friend who told me a story. I was telling the brethren. He is a medical doctor working with the presidency. Praise the name of the Lord. During the time of Babangida. And so one night, they drove from Abuja to Lokoja in the night, full entourage with the president himself. They drove to Lokoja and they stopped. And they got into a boat. The president and a few of them got into a boat. There was a live cow. And they, from the boat, they drove to that place where the Niger and the Benue, the confluence. And there they threw over the cow into the river and made their incantations and came back. And that guy said that his friend in that same Peace Corps said that they had done human sacrifice there too. Do you understand the point? To the spirit Dagon, to this, that gave them power to rule over Nigeria. That government, that regime opened up this country to corruption. Corruption became an institution during that particular regime. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this is the God that the Philistines worship. They were coastal dwellers. So it was just this Emmanuel spirit. And they had dominion over Israel. They had a lot of power over Israel. You see, these Philistines had a peculiar form of government. They had five cities. Praise the name of the Lord. Ekron, Gath, Ashdod, Gaza, and Ashkelon. Five of them. And they had five lords ruling over. There were five kings actually, but there was a head king, Abimelech. Now Abimelech is a title of the king of the Philistines. Praise the name. Just like Pharaoh is a title of the king of Egypt. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Now, these five kings came together and they recruited a woman named Delilah. Praise the name of the Lord. They knew that Samson had fallen in love with Delilah. You know, Samson saw this woman, a strange woman, not one of his people. He fell in love with her. The parents were asking him, "Can't you see any other woman among your people?" He said, "Get her for me, for she pleaseth me." You see, his life was dominated by one thing, pleasure. You see, today, the thing that determines the things we do is what we like, what we don't like. We have exalted our pleasure to the position of God. It influences us a lot. And so, when this man saw that he was open, that woman could be what now? An opening to him. They recruited her. And they said, "Go in. Give us his word, secret, whereby we may be able to bind him. Whereby we may be able to afflict him. Praise the name of the Lord. Put him in a position under us so that we can now use him for entertainment." Today, the church has become entertainment. The ministries have become entertainers. And they are grinding corn for what? The Philistines. The Lord is looking at this and saying, "These ones are plowing with my heifer, my oxen." You understand? The strength of the oxen is being used by the Philistines for their own good. They are getting strength out. So this woman became an opening through which Samson was emasculated. He was reduced to a piece of bread. The Bible said, by means of a whorish woman. Do you know, brethren, that worldliness weakens the people of God? It takes away power from us. It drains us. We become weak. Samson said, "If my hair was shaven, I would become a mere man, an ordinary man." That is their purpose, to reduce the threat. Because Samson was a threat to them. He was something they didn't know how to handle. Praise the name of the Lord. But they were able to get him and make him a mere man. There was a man named Judah. How many people know Judah? Judah went and met a harlot. He didn't know it was his daughter-in-law. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, "What will I give you so that I can go into you?" Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know what the woman asked for? His signet ring, his bracelet, and his staff of authority. She took them away from him. He became a man
Do you understand what that meant? He is inherited, that sick staff of office is handed down from father to son. In Igbo land, it's called Ofo. Do you understand the point? Your authority, she took everything from him. When he left after that woman that day, he had nothing to show for who he was. Now, so, brethren, these things want to creep in and take our strength. I wish I could talk about halotry today, but praise the name of the Lord. We will continue talking about it. This spirit is making inroads into the church, draining life from us, drinking from our fountain, taking us, our life away. Praise the name of the Lord. That woman was now Jezebel. Praise the name of the Lord. But then we can't continue like this. We must take a position. Hallelujah. We must take a position, brethren. This is not a matter for argument. Those who do not should continue. Hallelujah. But if you want to work as a priest, he says a priest is taken from among men. You are no longer a Kwaibom. You're no longer Yoruba. You owe nothing. Hallelujah. If your daughter is getting married, you decide what you want to do. As the Lord leads you, you decide. Forget about anybody. If you invite anybody, it's by your choice. And when the person comes, it's not telling you that this is where we do it. There's nothing that thing. You say, look, I invited you. Come, sit down. If you don't want to sit down, do what? Go. Praise the name of the Lord. So that you do not hand anything over to your child that is not from Christ. You give your child an inheritance undefiled. Hallelujah. An inheritance what now? Undefiled. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good. We bless our children. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me try and round up. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's the time, please? I will take 5 minutes. Praise. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, I believe that God is passing a message across to us. Praise the name of the Lord. I believe we have heard something tonight. You know, and somehow God has helped me to put it, concisely and summarizedly. Praise the name of the Lord. You know what they call summarizedly? Amen. 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 You know, but the summary of this is that God has called us to be priests. Praise the name of the Lord. And there are certain requirements of priesthood. He said that the priest must not have any blemish. A blemish is a moral flaw, a defect in character. Praise the name of the Lord. A reason why others will speak bad of you. If you look at that, I think it's Deuteronomy. If a man marries a wife, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He goes into his wife and he says, I find a flaw in her. She's not a virgin. Amen. 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 Now, you see that when the parents of the girl will come, they will bring the tokens of her virginity. Now, but there's a statement that they make. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says that this thing will give occasion, or that this man has given occasion of what? Speech against her, and has brought an evil name, what now? Upon her. By his what now? Accusation. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, the church must be such a church that will give none occasion. Praise the name of the Lord. For speech against her. Are we together, brethren? He said, giving none offense. That this gospel be not evil word spoken of. The church must have character. The priest must have what? Character. There were all kinds of blemishes, which is not my burden tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I believe, brethren, that God is speaking strong words to us. We need to go home and think. Praise the name of the Lord. Think. Jesus, the Bible says, pleased not himself. Hallelujah. His pleasure was what? The Father's will. Praise the name of the Lord. And that must be our pleasure at this time. Praise the name of the Lord. So I want to round up, brethren, by encouraging us. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to round up by encouraging us at this time that there are choices we must make. There are decisions we must make. Praise the name of the Lord. Because, let me say this, there are all manner of diseases that are coming into the body. There are all manner of sicknesses that are coming, and many more will come because of some of the openings that we are actually what? Creating. Brethren, if we do not come out of her, these plagues are actually supposed to be the disease of Egypt. They will begin to come upon us. Praise the name of the Lord. So we need to look at ourselves and begin to cut off and disconnect. Praise the name of the Lord. Every root, anything that will give the enemy. Joseph, you know, when his brethren came, he put his cup inside Benjamin's sack. When they took off, he came after them. I said, come. Hallelujah. Why have you taken my cup? It's a principle in the scriptures. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to cut off. Hallelujah. So that the enemy will not have cause to speak evil, to attack us. Praise the name of the Lord. Or to have a legal basis with which to make claims upon our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray that God will begin to minister to us. That the coverings that have been upon us, God will take them away. Pray because we are coming to Mount Zion. You know, some people say, oh, we have come to Mount Zion. It's one thing to come to the foot of the mountain. It's another thing to climb to the top. And it is on top of Mount Zion that there is deliverance. Hallelujah. And the people of Jacob shall possess what? Their possessions. God bless you all.